We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
John here, reporting from the Tennessee Lottery Summer Games. Today we have Erica from Knoxville and Janet from Memphis, a dynamic duo going for the green in synchronized scratching. And they're off. The scratching has just begun, and oh boy, is this a feat of athleticism. Look at the dexterity of their fingers and the ferocious tenacity of this team and the vice grip on that coin. They're going all the way. They've just won the green!
Do you have what it takes to be a big winner this summer? Play the Summer Instant Games with chances to win up to $500,000 only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Kroger is proud to partner with Manhood University to offer Memphis residents an opportunity for a new beginning. Kroger's partnership opens doors to a brighter future for so many, while also ensuring access to food and resources. From learning lifelong career skills to supporting families, we create paths for a brighter future. Because Kroger is more than just a neighborhood grocery store. We're a proud member of the Memphis community.
Hey guys, this is Gabby Douglas. If you're active like me, hydration is key. So try the Hydration Watermelon Smoothie from Smoothie King with no artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. It's the cleaner way to hydrate. Order online for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King, rule the day.
Imagine owning waterfront property in a gated community by the Tennessee River and just minutes from the Pickwick area. Now imagine that your 1 acre waterfront lot could be purchased for just under $40,000. That's right, 1 acre of waterfront property for less than $40,000. Our final release date is Saturday, July 24th only, so register now. Call 844-21-OASIS for a $1,000 closing credit or visit BigRiverFront.com now. That's 844-216-2747 or BigRiverFront.com.
Data message rates apply. National contest. It's time for Memphis Sports Cash. It's all powered by BetQL. Win more and cash in more with the help of BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to learn more. That's BETQL. Get your sports and get your cash. Only on 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, this hour's word is post. Text the word post, P-O-S-T. Text that right now to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 right here on 929 FM ESPN. Again, this hour's word is post, P-O-S-T. Text that right now to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. I'll have another code word for you at 5 o'clock. One last time, this hour's word is post, P-O-S-T. Text that right now to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Good luck.
.29 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parrish Show.
I'm here. My name's Gary Parrish, speaking from Memphis, Tennessee. Connor Dunning's producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day best you can. And I hope you properly recognize what a sad day this is for Memphis Sports Talk Radio. The days of wondering out loud over and over and over again about whether Memphis should hire Larry Brown, put him on Penny Hardaway's staff, done now. Can't do that anymore. It's official. Larry Brown is a member of Penny Hardaway's staff at the University of Memphis just hours in advance of him accepting Chuck Daly Lifetime Achievement Award in advance of Game 2 of the NBA Finals. So the timing lines up pretty well. Now tonight, when you're watching Game 2, the NBA Finals on ABC, and they, I think for sure, at some point will at least show this happening, Larry Brown will not only be identified, I would think, as a former NBA championship coach and former NCAA championship coach and a gold medal winner and a Naismith Memorial Hall of Famer, but also a University of Memphis assistant basketball coach. So that's kind of neat. We'll talk about it momentarily. First, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 4:25, Tim Bontemps going to be here. Of course, covers the NBA for ESPN. I'll allow him to help us get ready for Game 2. We're going to do it in the next segment. Tim Bontemps will be here right around 4:25. When I finish that, I'll take a break, come back, do four notable stories at 4:44, at which point I will discuss four previously undiscussed stories. Among them, Major League Baseball has extended Trevor Bauer's administrative leave by 7 more days. So this ugly situation seems a ways from getting resolved. We'll spend a few minutes on that around 4:44. Congratulations to the Tampa Bay Lightning. They beat the Montreal Canadiens 1-0 last night to win their second straight Stanley Cup. I actually watched the game because the second half of the Mets-Brewers doubleheader was just miserable. So I'm ready to talk hockey, and we'll do it very briefly a little later on this hour. UCLA star Johnny Juzang announced late last night that he's returning to school for his junior season. That means every player who helped the Bruins make the Final Four last season is back, which is among the reasons I got UCLA ranked second in the latest top 25 and one. I'll tell you a little bit about that just before 5 o'clock. And Rachel Heck, the young woman from right here in Memphis, who is the reigning national champion at Stanford, is playing in this week's Marathon LPGA Classic. I'll tell you how she did in today's first round. We'll do that during four notable stories at 4:44. 5 o'clock, Jeff Clark is just like always, live from Michigan. Then I'll eventually do dinner to go and get on out of here. So that's the rundown. Got a lot to get to, but I did want to start with the big local basketball news of the day. It is now official. Larry Brown has been added to Penny Hardaway's staff. If you've been reading or listening, you know that this is no surprise. This is something we've talked about literally for years, but talked about in, you know, under the umbrella of, hey, this is something that is going to happen finally after all these years. This year, that's been going on for a little more than a month, probably. It was reported a couple of weeks ago, maybe last week, I guess, that, okay, it's actually happening and an announcement is imminent. And though I was initially told that that announcement was probably coming last week, it obviously didn't, but it does come today, Thursday, July 8, 2021. Larry Brown is a member of Penny Hardaway's staff. It was announced formally by the University of Memphis this afternoon. Like I said earlier, in advance of Game 2, of tonight's NBA Finals, where Larry Brown is going to accept the Chuck Daly Lifetime Achievement Award. So that's the big headline, like at ESPN.com right now, Larry Brown to be given Chuck Daly Lifetime Achievement Award. But tonight, that will shine positively on the University of Memphis because that announcement would get attention, at least in NBA circles and from the NBA broadcast, regardless of whether Larry Brown had a job right now or not. But now that he does have a job and it is official, you would think Memphis basketball, at the very least, will get a shout out on some level, be mentioned during an NBA Finals broadcast. And obviously, most 15, 16, 17-year-old basketball players, the ones Memphis is recruiting and will recruit someday, they watch the NBA. They'll be watching the finals. They will see a Memphis basketball assistant, wild as that sounds, accept a Lifetime Achievement Award tonight during the NBA Finals. So that's kind of a cool thing, right, Connor?
Oh, that's a great thing.
It's a great thing. I mean, I don't know if Memphis actually had it planned to announce this on the same day that this achievement was going to be announced and given to Larry. But let's say for the sake of the conversation that Memphis didn't have it planned that way. once this announcement is made, if it's just a matter of pushing a button and sending it, all right, let's go ahead and announce this now so we'll get the pop tonight on ABC during game two of the NBA Finals. So whatever order in which that happened, the bottom line remains the same. On Thursday afternoon, Larry Brown was announced as an assistant coach at the University of Memphis. And on Thursday night, as an assistant coach at the University of Memphis, Larry Brown will accept the Lifetime Achievement Award in advance of game two of the NBA Finals. Penny Hardaway released a quote that was shipped to everybody's email box earlier today. Here's what it says. Coach Brown is a legend, and his basketball knowledge is truly amazing. I could not be more thrilled to add someone of his caliber to our program. Ever since I played for him with the Knicks, I have soaked up his wisdom every chance I could. He will make a tremendous impact on our student athletes and everyone within our program, end quote. Larry Brown, of course, is famously known as the only coach who has ever won an NBA championship and a college championship, and you know, could be that for another 50 years, for another 100 years, could be that forever, although forever is a long time. But nobody has ever questioned his accomplishments or his ability to teach the game. You know, I know that it ended abruptly and in a less than ideal way at SMU, but he did take an SMU program that really never done anything and made it relevant really quickly. And so this is something that Penny Hardaway, as he has noted before, has always wanted. Literally the day that Penny was introduced as the Memphis basketball coach, the replacement for Tubby Smith, he was talking about Larry Brown in a very public way. I think that story is well documented. You understand why it didn't happen then, but it has happened now. Larry Brown, official assistant coach at the University of Memphis. He'll accept an award tonight, and then I would assume be in North Augusta, South Carolina next week for Peach Jam. Speaking of, I had an opportunity to, earlier this afternoon, pop over to the Team Thad facility and watch those guys practice in advance of them leaving for the live period, the evaluation period, where they can, you know, after missing all last summer, for the first time this summer, you know, compete and perform in front of college coaches. There's a live period going on right now all over the country. There's a lot of people in Atlanta. Team Thad is headed to Atlanta tomorrow, spend a couple of days there, and then they got to be in North Augusta, South Carolina for the EYBL on Monday, and then the EYBL live period gets started next Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I'll be heading that direction next Thursday, and then I'll be in the gym on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday watching Team Thad and every other Nike team that will be competing for a chance to actually play in the Peach Jam, because this year, for COVID reasons, everything is a little different. In pre-pandemic years, you would play the EYBL circuit, you know, throughout the spring and maybe early summer. And then a certain number of teams would qualify for Peach Jam, and those teams would then go to North Augusta, South Carolina, and compete for a Peach Jam championship, which is, I think nobody would argue with this, the most prestigious grassroots trophy, you know, championship you can win. Well, this year, for a variety of reasons, Nike just decided, let's not worry about bouncing around the country for different EYBL events. Let's just take everything to North Augusta, South Carolina. So these teams, Team Thad among them, will be competing for an opportunity to actually play in the Peach Jam while already being in North Augusta, South Carolina. So normally Peach Jam is like a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday thing. Now it's like nearly a two-week thing. Now, I'm not going to be there for the whole time because nobody needs that. As I've said a million times, whether I walk into the gym late or leave the gym early and somebody says, oh, you're just getting here, or oh, you're leaving already, I don't have to sign any of these kids. My job does not depend on me signing a five-star prospect. I don't have to sit here all day. I need to be here to see what I need to see and talk to the people I need to talk to. But, you know, I texted back and forth with Norton Hurd, who, of course, fabulously has built Team Thad into a real national powerhouse. And he had invited me over just to come see the kids, you know, and watch them get up and down the court as they were going through what amounted to a training camp, because they're about to be playing two games a day every day for a pretty significant period of time. And so I went out to the facility, and man, he's got a nice group of players, but also seemingly like young men, like really impressive group. Got a chance to meet every one of them. Some names you might recognize that are over there: Chandler Jackson, who of course goes to Christian Brothers, is a borderline top 100 prospect in the class 2022. He was there. Looked great. Amar Knox, who is the young man from Bartlett, who is committed to the University of Memphis. He was playing. He was terrific. We got a prospect named Jalen Hood-Schifino, who is a consensus top 30 guy in the class of 2022. And he's not from here. He just joined Team Thad about a month ago. He had been on the Under Armour circuit and obviously Team Thad before Team Penny was no longer a thing, was the Nike team in Memphis.
Right.
For obvious reason. Penny Hardaway. If Penny Hardaway has a grassroots team, he's going to be the Nike sponsor team in Memphis. That's just, you ain't winning that fight. But when Penny became the University of Memphis coach, that opened up an opportunity for Norton Hurd to take his Team Thad to the Nike EYBL circuit. And so he obviously jumped at that opportunity. And then, of course, unfortunately, just when they were ready to go, last year the pandemic hit and, you know, there was no Peach Jam. There was no EYBL circuit. So this will be Team Thad's first Peach Jam. But being on the Under Armour circuit all those years is how Norton was able to develop a relationship with Jalen Hood-Schifino. So now Team Thad, in addition to the other really nice prospects they have, they've got a kid who's going to probably end up being a five-star prospect, like top 30 in the country. He goes to Montverde Academy. He's from Pittsburgh, but has been raised in Charlotte and now goes to Montverde Academy. But if you're wondering, okay, how does he end up playing with Team Thad? A, it's the relationship with Norton Hurd developed on the Under Armour circuit. But B, the way Nike used to do it, and I believe still does it, is that you are eligible to play for an EYBL team in the state in which you call home, or in any bordering state. So, like, if you're from Montana, you can't play for Team Thad because it is a Tennessee-based program. But if you're from Tennessee or a state that borders Tennessee, that touches Tennessee, then you can play for a Tennessee-based team. And do you know how many states border Tennessee?
It's a lot. I just drove across the state last week. It's a hell of a lot.
It's a real advantage.
It's like six or seven.
It's really, well, let's count them. So it's Mississippi, Arkansas, Missouri, Kentucky, Virginia, North Carolina, Georgia, Alabama. Eight different states.
Wow.
So it's a real advantage if you're an aggressive grassroots program builder, recruiter, to be in the state of Tennessee, A, because you've got the Memphis market, which is flooded with basketball prospects, but B, because you're eligible to recruit from eight other states that touch your state, North Carolina being one of them. So that is how Jalen Hood-Schifino was able to be eligible to play for Team Thad. And I told Norton this, you know, after they were through, you know, going through late game situations and just scrimmaging in general, that, and this happens every summer, like if you go to some of these events, obviously if you've got your phone with you and you've got your Rival subscription or 24/7 sports subscription, you can look it up and go, oh, well, that kid's ranked 67th in the country. Ooh, that young man's 74th in his class. And then there's people that if you didn't know anything about them, you don't know where they're ranked, you don't know how old they are, you don't know anything.
but you just watch him and you go, okay, well, that's got to be one of the best players in the country. That's what it looked like with Jalen Huchefino today. He just looked like one of the best players in the country. If you didn't know anything about basketball, you just walked into that gym today, you'd go, okay, who's that guy and where is he going? And he doesn't know where he's going yet. He's a rising senior. He was committed to Pitt at one time, but that has fallen apart as he continued to rise up the rankings and get, you know, more blue blood type opportunities, like the bigger boys came in. And I would assume after he's able to spend the next few weeks, you know, performing in front of college coaches and being evaluated, that, you know, all the big boys, or at least most of the big boys, will want to get interested, because, you know, he's a 6'5 combo guard who was playing point guard today and looked very comfortable doing it. He can get his own shot. He's got size for the position. Just a really interesting, special prospect who's going to be, you know, representing Memphis's grassroots team. Even though he's not from here, he'll be representing Memphis's grassroots team, you know, over the next few weeks on the biggest stage that grassroots basketball provides. So it was good to get over in the gym, because as I was there, I just sort of remembered, it's been a long time since I've done this. Like, I don't think I had been in a gym to watch young people work out, play, pre-pandemic. I don't think I'd been in a gym. Like, my whole, like, the past 20 years has just been me in practices, in gyms. And then the pandemic hit, and, you know, even if you were best friends with or really close with some college coach, there was so many protocols in place, they can't let you in the gym.
Right.
You know, you can't just pop over to a, you know, Mississippi State practice or an Ole Miss practice or an Arkansas practice, because everything was like, you got to do this, testing. So I hadn't been in a gym in a long time. So it was nice just to be back in a gym, watching young people chase their dreams. And then, you know, I'm really looking forward to getting to Peach Jam or the UIBL circuit in North Augusta next week, although it is going to be, you know, different than it was pre-pandemic. No fans, which takes a little bit away from it. For people who've never been there, like, it's jam-packed. There's nowhere to sit, nowhere to stand. I mean, these gyms fill up with people who just want to see the next great basketball things. You know, whether it was once upon a time, Kevin Durant, Julius Randle, Andrew Wiggins, Marvin Bagley, DeAndre Ayton. Like, I can't tell you how many NBA All-Stars I've watched play as teenagers in North Augusta, South Carolina. And so the fans typically pack this stuff out, but they're not going to be allowed to. No fans, just coaches, players, and I think maybe each player gets to bring a person or two, like a parent, but, you know, your average person's not going to be able to get into the event. And then you just keep your fingers crossed and hope everything goes well, because they are going to be testing every 3 days. And if somebody tests positive, even if they're young and healthy and asymptomatic, you know, you get isolated from your teammates. And, you know, I guess there's probably no avoiding that happening. And so you just hope it doesn't happen as often as you fear that it could. And you hope it doesn't happen to anybody on Team Thad in a way that rips away their first opportunity to go try to win a Peach Jam title. I'll talk more about it with Jeff Calkins a little after 5 o'clock. When we come back, Tim Bontemps going to join me from ESPN. Talk NBA with him. You listen to the Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis' sports station. Sports station.
92.9 ESPN from Odyssey.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. Hims was our answer. Hims connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/love. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to Hims, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/love. That's forhims.com/love for your free online visit. forhims.com/love.
Win a muscle car at the Fitz at the $250,000 Muscle Cars and Promo Cash Giveaway, Fridays and Saturdays in July. Win $500 every 10 minutes from 7 to 11 p.m. and $2,500 more in promo cash at midnight. Good, but it gets better. Win $10,000 promo cash on the 3rd, 17th, and 31st. And on the 10th and 24th, someone's driving home in a 2021 Chevrolet Camaro and a 2021 Ford Mustang. The $250,000 Muscle Cars and Promo Cash Giveaway at the Fitz. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 again. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Summer is the season of fun. Here's some tips to make sure you enjoy yours. Tip number one, lawn darts still aren't a good idea.
Ouch, these things should be illegal.
I think they are.
Tip number two, you're never too old to chase the ice cream truck.
Hey, slow down. I just want a dreamsicle.
And tip number three, if you're looking for some real summer fun, play the Summer Instant Games only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
John here, reporting from the Tennessee Lottery Summer Games. Today we have Erica from Knoxville and Janet from Memphis, a dynamic duo going for the green in synchronized scratching. And they're off. The scratching has just begun, and oh boy, is this a feat of athleticism. Look at the dexterity of their fingers and the ferocious tenacity of this team and the vice grip on that coin. They're going all the way. They've just won the green!
Do you have what it takes to be a big winner this summer? Play the Summer Instant Games with chances to win up to $500,000 only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Hello, heavy lifters, newcomers, renters, and buyers. Welcome to your local Cat dealer, Thompson Machinery. Your home for Cat compact equipment and offers like 0% for 60 months. Visit tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Terms and conditions apply.
In this market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Fisher is different? How? Don't you just ride the wave?
Nope. We actively manage client portfolios based on our forward-looking views of the market. In times like these, we understand that clients want proactive communication and guidance.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No. We get to know our clients so we can tailor their portfolios to their specific goals and needs. We even offer resources on Social Security, Medicare, tax efficiency, and more. Our primary goal is to help them achieve a comfortable retirement.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions, right?
No, we don't sell commission products. Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, the highest standard for a financial advisor. It means we're there for our clients and always put their interest first.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep. Our fees are transparent, structured so we do better when our clients do better. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you are switching to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly different money management.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
How do you keep a workout fresh every day?
Clap it up, Peloton. Let's do this.
By getting everything from endurance rides to restorative yoga, all right at home. The Peloton Bike. Nothing like working out from home. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more.
Hold on. You want me to tell them about Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea in just 30 seconds? This is impossible. Hey, I'm Billy from Twisted Tea. How can I explain that first sip of cold, smooth, real brewed tea? So good! And the extra kick you get from just the right amount of alcohol? The twist of lemon, the... Wait, what? We're almost out of time? Oh, shit. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Look for the bright yellow cans wherever you buy beer.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Rachel Heck, the young woman from right here in Memphis and reigning national champion at Stanford, is playing in this week's Marathon LPGA Classic. I can...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tell you that she shot two under par in her first round. She's high amateur right now. Talk a little bit about that in the next segment. Jeff Calkins will join me at 5 o'clock. But right now he covers the NBA for ESPN. It's Tim Bontis. Please make him the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show Big Interview. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Using food and wine to create memorable times.
So, Tim, over the past, 48 hours or so, I have heard and said the term drop coverage about a billion times. obviously, that seemed to be the storyline coming out of Game 1, how Milwaukee guarded Chris Paul ball screens and how ineffective it was. Do you expect them tonight to try something different than switching 1 through 5 and playing drop coverages?
Yeah, I mean, look, GP, they tried it. They tried just about everything you can do in game one, right? They went through all the different coverages. They tried different stuff. I mean, the thing that I didn't like that Milwaukee did was they started the game out with PJ Tucker, Chris Paul's longtime friend, guarding him. I would have rather had Jrue Holiday on Chris Paul. I suspect that's going to be the adjustment in game two. Jrue is maybe the best man-to-man guard defender in the league. I would say just put him on Chris, let him fight over screens and make Chris's life as difficult as possible. And I think that's probably your best chance of choking him off. And that goes a long way towards slowing down Phoenix's offense, because for as good as Devin Booker and Chris Paul are, if you're trying to win with those two guys going mano a mano against the Bucks defense, I like Milwaukee's chances. You know, the Suns are at their best when Chris is getting in the lane and kicking out to shooters and the ball's kind of circling around. Not too different than what the Utah Jazz were successful with this year, right, with Rudy Gobert surrounded by these shooters. And so what I think they were sort of on the right path, getting it into a bit of an isolation game in game one. Devin and Chris were great, and also they let Chris get going with some easier shots than he really should have been able to get. So I think they're going to have Jrue on Chris in game two, and I think the results will be a little bit different.
Obviously, Giannis came back, played in game one, which was not something I would have expected a week ago when he went down.
Yep.
He played 35 minutes. He only took 11 shots, so that was a little on the low end. Not sure it suggests anything definitively, but just something I noticed. But he played 35 minutes. He had the chase down block. Looked mostly like himself. What did you think of the way Giannis looked in game one?
I mean, look, the funny thing, Gary, about the way game one went is the Suns won. And as you know, I mean, not that you've covered more college than NBA, but you've been around in basketball a long time. Whenever a team loses a game to start a series like this, it instantly becomes, oh, this is going to be a sweep. How's this team going to come back? And, like, everything's over, right? So that's what the last 2 days have been like. But from my standpoint, I thought Milwaukee was going to win the series before it started. And coming out of game one, I actually felt better about that prediction, because to your point, Giannis looked great. You know, when I was in Atlanta when he fell on the court in game four, and I thought he was going to be out for a year or more. Like, I did not think he was going to be back in a week playing in the NBA Finals. So him just being on the court was a great sign, and he looked really good. The one thing he didn't do, Gary, really, was that he didn't get out and transition and attack the way he's capable of. Like, when you saw when he got in the half court and got isolated, whether it was against Jay Crowder or DeAndre Ayton or whoever, he was blowing by guys and being explosive and getting to the rim and making hard cuts and finishes. He just didn't quite get that full steam ahead move in transition that he's so deadly with. And it's why Milwaukee is typically such a good transition team. And you go back to game one, the Suns had 20 fast break points and the Bucks had 17. The Suns with Chris Paul are a methodical, slow paced team. If they're getting more fast break points than Milwaukee, they're going to win every game that happens in. So the Bucks have to be better in that area, and they got to get Giannis more involved. To your point, 11 shots isn't enough. But I thought Giannis looked great physically, and he's not even on the injury report going into game two. So I think from that standpoint, if you're a Bucks fan, you got to be thrilled with the way he played in game one. And if you have a little bit better production from across the board and clean up some of the easy mistakes that the Bucks may get to, I very easily think this series could be tied in a few hours.
I'm talking to Tim Bontemps from ESPN. He's on Twitter at Tim Bontemps. You make an interesting point. I, like others, get caught up in the moment. And I watch game one and I go, well, this one team's better than the other.
Everybody does.
I know.
That's what sports are about, right? It's peaks and valleys. That's why the playoffs are great. I mean, it's so much fun from game to game when there's just these, you know, crazy swings back and forth.
It's what's fascinating is that we've done it with both of these teams at different points in these playoffs.
Yes.
Like, the Suns are 100%. Done, the Bucks are done. They were both, I guess the Suns were down 2-1. Chris Paul can't move his shoulder. They're done.
Yep.
Except they weren't. And the Bucks are down 0-2. The Brooklyn's just too explosive. They're done, except
yep.
They're not. It is wild that we've buried both of these teams that are in the NBA Finals all, like 2 weeks ago.
No, listen, man. This is what makes the playoffs great, and I love the NBA playoffs. They are my favorite thing to cover, and that's why. Because over the course of a 7-game series, especially when it's a long, deep series, you have these wild mood swings back and forth from game to game, and in the crucible of a playoff series, teams get exposed, right? And you learn about teams over the course of 7 games. Now, the NCAA tournament is incredible. I'm very happy you ranked my Bonnies and you're 25-1.
You got
I'm excited
it.
For them for next season.
I did that for you.
But in the NCAA tournament, you can have one bad game and your season's over, right? And it just ends. And it's part of what makes that such an amazing event. But I personally prefer these 2 months of the NBA playoffs because, as you know, from being around those Memphis teams and just watching, as you go through the playoffs, like you said, that Brooklyn series, the Suns, you know, were – got the 2-2 with the Clippers, or a 3-2 with the Clippers. People thought the Suns are going to blow that lead. You see the adjustments and the matchups and how these series evolve and the punches and counterpunches back and forth. It's what makes it great. And I think that I thought coming into this series it was going to be a 6 or 7 game series. I feel the same way after game one. And, you know, I'm just really excited from a basketball standpoint to watch this play out because you've got a ton of really good players on both sides that match up kind of evenly across the positional spectrum. You got Drew and Chris at the point, Chris Middleton and Devin Booker at the 2, you got Brooke Lopez and DeAndre Ayton at the 5, you got Mikal Bridges and Giannis Antetokounmpo at the forward spots. I mean, there's a lot of talent and good coaching and fun matchups, and I think it's got a chance to be, from a pure basketball standpoint, as fun a series as I've seen in a long time.
On a surface level, you would assume Mike Budenholzer advanced the Bucks to the finals, regardless of how they got here and why they got here, they're here.
Yep.
So let's end it with the job speculation, except I had a guest on from Milwaukee earlier in the week, and he didn't seem to think that it was 100% sure that Budenholzer is back even after making the NBA Finals. Do you think that's still a thing, that Milwaukee could be exploring a coaching change if the Bucks don't win a championship?
I think it depends a little bit on how the series goes. I mean, if this somehow becomes a sweep, right, say the Bucks just get demolished in the series, you know, maybe then there's a change. But I think to your point, you know, look, Mike Budenholzer came into the season with a very clear mandate to have success in the playoffs. And if he didn't have success in the playoffs, they were going to be looking for a new coach. And the fact that the Bucks have gotten the NBA Finals for the first time in almost a half century – and they broke through, and you know they're in this series now. I think Budenholzer is probably safe, but again, it sort of speaks to the situation that he came into the year with. That we're sitting here with the Bucks in the NBA Finals, and we're even talking about it, right? So, and I do think part of it, to your point, GP, is sort of with the path that the Bucks traveled to get here, with the Nets being decimated by injuries, with even the Hawks being completely waylaid by Trae Young's ankle in the conference finals, right? You know, I think that it's sort of a little bit of a different run than maybe you would have anticipated if you'd said the Bucks were going to get to the finals 2 months ago and you figure they beat the Nets and the Sixers at, you know, full strength, right, or something close to it. You know, that looks a lot different in terms of an evaluation than beating a hobbled Nets team and, you know, beating the Hawks. But you know, they got to the NBA Finals, and I think that ultimately will be enough for Mike to keep his job barring something crazy happening.
Let's talk about Chris Paul for a minute. Right now, everybody other than, I guess, Bucks fans loves Chris Paul. He's a 36-year-old veteran,
yeah,
future Hall of Famer who looks like he has a chance to – a real chance. I mean, he's the favorite to get add a championship to his resume. But the truth is, like, he has not always been loved by his teammates. I remember one time
Not always, Gary?
Like, I remember DeAndre Jordan when he was about to leave to go to the Mavericks or whatever.
Yep.
And I was like, so why would he leave? And you know, I was talking to somebody who works in the NBA. They were like, he's tired of DeAndre Jordan. He's tired of Chris Paul yelling at him. You know, like, people get tired of Chris Paul. And then obviously it wouldn't work with James Harden. And I always wondered if he got on a talented team where he's got other, like, legitimate players, but they're so much younger than him. And he's clearly the leader, if it would work. Like, you can't yell at James Harden the way I think you can yell at DeAndre Ayton and Devin Booker. It just seems to I'm rambling here, I know, but like it seems that he's found the perfect setup where he can be Chris Paul and actually drag these people, as opposed to people say, "Yo, man, I'm the MVP. You don't talk to me like that." It seems like what wouldn't work with Blake and DeAndre, what wouldn't work with James Harden, it can work because DeAndre Ayton and Devin Booker are so much younger. Just take that wherever you want to take it.
No, you're 100% right, Gary. I mean, look, he's playing on a team with three young pups, right?
That's right.
Devin Booker, Mikal Bridges, and DeAndre Ayton, guys who never won, guys who, they had some success last year. Monty Williams, no offense to Chris Paul, he's had a great year. But those young guys and Monty Williams both haven't gotten enough credit because of the work that they did last year and the foundation they laid, and frankly, just the work those young guys have put in. Like, Chris Paul did not make those young guys all take these huge leaps forward, right? Like, he's definitely helped, but, this has been the perfect confluence of events for him. Because you're right, Chris Paul, throughout his career, he's had a very long track record of being a taskmaster and a disciplinarian on the court who drives his teammates insane, and then there's eventually a wearing out period, right? Larry Brown just got the National Basketball Coaches Association Lifetime Achievement Award today. The tie back to Memphis. He's now on Penny's staff.
Right.
And, Larry Brown is Next Town Brown, coined by my old pal Peter Vesey at the New York Post for a reason, right? He was the same way. He would go into a situation, he'd win a ton of games, he would drive everyone insane, and he would go somewhere else. And Chris is sort of the point guard equivalent of that. And to your point, he is on a team now with a coach in Monty Williams who was with him a decade ago and understands him, and with a bunch of young guys who are happy for him to whip them and drive them along because they want to win, and they haven't won yet, and they're happy to lead him. Now, 2 years from now, maybe it won't look the same.
Right.
But today and right now, this was the perfect confluence of events on all sides. You have these young guys emerging. You have Monty Williams finally give this Suns franchise, which had been an absolute train wreck for a decade, a real sense of stability. And then you have Chris Paul come in to kind of help push it over the hump and, help DeAndre Ayton learn how to position himself better on offense and give Devin Booker the freedom to just be a scorer and not have to worry about facilitating every play on offense and setting up Mikal Bridges for one wide open shot after another in the corner. It's all come together perfectly, including, to your point, the fact that these are guys that are going to be willing to listen to Chris Paul, like, say, Blake Griffin and DeAndre Jordan were the first couple years he was with the Clippers, but not so much in year five, right? And, it's just all come together, and why the Suns are sitting here 3 wins away from a title.
Wrapping up here with Tim Bontips from ESPN. Last thing before I let you go, if Phoenix wins this, it'll be the Chris Paul championship. That'll be the way it's remembered. But
sure,
it'll also be a Monty Williams championship. And I don't know Monty, but the people I know who do know him love him. And obviously his story is just heartbreaking. He is an associate head coach working with Billy Donovan in Oklahoma City and loses his wife in a car accident, and then gets out of the NBA for a couple of years just because he's got to be more present and a father to children who just lost their mother. To see him now 3 wins away from a championship, again, I'm detached from it. I don't know him, but, man, I root for him because he seems like a good guy. For people who don't know Monty Williams, what are we watching when we see that man on that sideline on the verge of getting a championship?
You're watching a guy who is the definition of a class act in every sense. And you know, Gary, that high-level basketball, whether it's the NCAA or the NBA or the EuroLeague or whatever, it is a viper's nest, right? And there are people going after people's jobs all the time, and it's high pressure and high stakes, and there's not always good relationships. We just got done talking about Chris Paul and the people he's gone through and the friction he's had at different spots, right? There is not a person in basketball who you will find who will say anything other than Monty Williams is one of the nicest and most decent people they've ever met. And, you know, Chris Paul might not have a lot of fans around the league in terms of, you know, the various places he's been, but I can promise you, if the Phoenix Suns win this championship, there won't be a person in the NBA, whether it's media side, player side, coaching side, anybody, who will be anything but thrilled for Monty Williams as a guy. Because, again, I don't have a relationship with him other than, you know, just interviewing him at stuff. So it's not like I know him really well personally, but just he's just a classy, decent human being who obviously, to your point, you know, you laid it out, has been through an unspeakable tragedy in his life and, you know, has come out the other side of it. And like I said, this Phoenix Suns team was a disaster for a decade and was aimless and went through coaches and had all kinds of insane things happen. You know, there were goats in the owner's in the GM's suite in the building. I mean, there's just all kinds of insane stories about this team. And he comes in last year and he gives it structure and stability, and he starts to lift up these young guys. They go 8-0 in the bubble. They get Chris Paul. They go on this run, and it's just an awesome story. And he, like you said, there truly couldn't be a better guy to be in this kind of position. And again, if the Suns win the title, I know people in Milwaukee will be sad and Bucks fans will be sad, but I think every other person associated with the NBA will be nothing but happy for Monty Williams to get that kind of moment in the sun and to be able to celebrate something, because he, again, is just as good a guy as you're ever going
to
meet.
That's good to hear. That's Tim Bontips from ESPN. Make sure you're reading him, ESPN.com. Find him on Twitter at Tim Bontips. Thanks, buddy. Go Bonnies.
Yes, sir. Go Mets, too.
Go Mets, too. I'll see you. That's Tim Bontips from ESPN. When we come back, Major League Baseball has extended Trevor Bauer's administrative leave another 7 days as investigators in California continue to try to figure out whether a crime was committed in this relationship that he was having with a woman. I'll get you updated on that story. We'll do it next. You listen to the Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
You can win $1,000 with sports cash.
That's right.
No, man, that's awesome.
Coming up at the top of the hour here at 5 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm Zach, CEO and co-founder of Roman. I believe everyone deserves intimacy. And if erectile dysfunction gets in the way, then you know, it's not just a you thing. It's a you and her, him or them thing. It is a relationship thing. And it's frustrating, I know. My partner Cleo and I have been there. It's one of the reasons I started Roman, to make it simple for men with ED to connect with a licensed healthcare professional online to find a treatment plan that's right for them. Go to GetRoman.com/athlete and we'll take $15 off your first month of ED treatment. Your medication is sent directly to your home in discreet packaging. It arrives fast and free in just 2 days. With Roman, a healthcare professional is always available to answer your questions, and you can choose from either generic or brand name medication. So get back to the intimacy you deserve. Go to GetRoman.com/athlete to save $15 on your first month of ED treatment. Roman, let's take care of it.
My stomach.
Don't worry, I've got you covered.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
What's that?
It's Pepto-Bismol Chews.
Pepto-Bismol's in a chew?
Yeah, they taste great and provide fast relief. And you can always have Pepto-Bismol handy.
Ooh, let me try it.
Try Pepto-Bismol Chews for fast relief.
Nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Do you hear My Computer Career ads and think, I don't know anything about computers? Well, you don't have to. Before starting, many graduates could turn a computer on and off. And that's it. Now they're IT pros. You could do it too. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. You could start your new life in as little as 4 months. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career.
At Kroger, we know there's never a good time to run out of fresh. Luckily, our delivery and free pickup make it easy to grab what you need. So whether it's a few extra buns for the backyard barbecue, or some miscellaneous munchies for movie night, we make it easy to get back to being you.
Kroger. Fresh for everyone.
Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
Get more ways to save at the buy five or more, save $1 each sale. Just buy five or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected five times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
This is Jeff Calkins, and I've been telling you about Cooper Systems for some time now. It's the place to get any kind of computer you need, and it's the place to go when your computer breaks down or gets one of those pesky viruses. They've been repairing computers honestly for decades, and nobody knows that better than this city's best consumer investigative reporter ever, Andy Wise.
Thanks, Jeff. I came to know Cooper Systems when I partnered with Lee and Lauren and their staff on an undercover investigation a couple of years ago on computer repair businesses. Lee's team helped me uncover some pretty bad actors, and they helped me hold these lesser computer repair shops accountable. And for almost three decades, Cooper Systems has been solving computer problems honestly and at a fair price. If you want the peace of mind that your computer problem is going to be solved honestly, then there's only one wise choice. That's Cooper Systems.
360-9679 is their phone number. That's 360-9679. Like Andy said, if you want to deal with someone you can trust, then deal with Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park or on the web, coopersystems.com.
And check out their consumer protection credentials at andywisechoices.com.
Jason Smith here, and listen, AutoZone's always been my go-to when it comes to keeping my 2006 Mazda on the road here in Memphis, especially when it comes to my battery, which I've always had tested and occasionally have had to replace at AutoZone. Their free battery services will let you know if you need a new battery or simply a fresh charge. They've got reliable replacement batteries starting at just $79.99. Battery trouble? Not anymore. Head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Experience the roaring 20s with today's Perks Deal. $50 gift certificate to Blind Bear Speakeasy on South Main in downtown Memphis for only $25. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
RTJ. The God. The God.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphis. He's going to join me in the next segment. I'll chop it up with him. But right now, I got four stories I would like to discuss.
Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
Trevor Bauer's administrative leave was extended an additional 7 days earlier today as Major League Baseball continues its investigation into sexual assault allegations against the Los Angeles Dodgers star pitcher. And so this story has been, I don't want to say dominating baseball, but it's been a consistent headline in baseball For a little while now. I think most people know the specifics. If not, you can...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.